If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
All right, it's Dave Player on 720 WGN, and we're in the midst of some very, very cool and amazing state and county fairs around Chicagoland and up in Wisconsin, including the Sandwich Fair and the Walworth County Fair, and Anderson's Candy will be there. They've been making gourmet chocolates in Richmond, Illinois for almost 100 years, and just as making quality candy is a four-generation tradition in their family, giving Anderson's as a gift has also become a multi-generational tradition for thousands of others. So to talk about... My mouth is watering, like I can't even get through it. These upcoming, because I already had some fudge, upcoming summer festivals and fairs of the summer is Leif Anderson and his daughter Katie Tedder from Anderson's Candy. What's up, guys?
Hey, Hi. How you doing, Dave?
Nice to see you guys again. I'm always so glad that you come down because I know this is a trip.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. Always. Well, you were just saying you've been doing this for like a decade.
Yeah.
Coming down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
who'd you start this with?
With Steve and Johnny.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it was, probably a little more than 10 years ago.
They're going to be, what fair are they at? Are they at Lake County Fair? Are you next week? Is it next week in the Lake County Fair?
No, that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Kenosha County Fair is next week.
Which one is next weekend?
Kenosha County.
Oh, Kenosha, okay. Yeah. All right, there you go. All right. Well, I'm a big fan of the state fair and local county fairs, just as I am street festivals in Chicago. It's a tradition for so many. These fairs are kind of like that marker of the summer.
Yeah, and the next one we have coming up, even though we grew up in McHenry County, we lived just a couple of minutes from the Kenosha County Fairgrounds, and that was pretty much our family fair. And it still is to this day.
Yeah, I think there's something about going out and having your funnel cake spot, your mini donut spot, your chocolate spot, and you go on the Ferris wheel and these touchstone things of summer and family that I think connects with us and our customers too.
So did your family take you there? Your folks? That was a family tradition.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Ever since I was a little kid.
More the county fairs than the state fairs for you?
The county fairs. Yeah. I went to a couple of state fairs growing up, but it was mostly the Kenosha and the McHenry County fairs.
And you continued that tradition with Katie, right?
Oh, definitely. Sister, definitely.
Plus, they were drafted.
We started working out at the fairs in middle school, so I get bored just going to them as a patron now.
Yeah.
I want to know everybody who owns the different stands and how they make things and
how
the fair flows.
So are you one of those guys that can, like, blindfold yourself and walk through the whole fairground, pretty much know where everything is?
Pretty much now, fairs that we've done regularly, absolutely.
I can do that for the state fair. I literally can walk through the whole park and point out where everything is. I love that too.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the Kenosha County Fair, and that's the 17th through the 21st. Mm-hmm. Then there's the Walworth County Fair, and that's a big one.
It's huge, yeah.
That's the one I think I came out and saw you last year,
right? Yep, I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. And that is the 31st through the 5th, and that's Labor Day weekend.
That's always Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's big about that fair? Like, what's the big deal?
Music and food.
Yeah.
I mean, we tell friends, if you've never been before, bring all your friends and family. Don't eat. Start sharing food at the first place because it's all good.
Yeah.
Well, and I think something people don't realize about the really quality fairs in Northern Illinois and Wisconsin mm-hmm. is the fair boards are very selective about what food vendors get in. We had
to be on
a waiting list for 10 years before somebody retired and we got to go in the spot they were in, and because we were high enough quality. So this is it's a great fair. It's more than 160 years old. It's a big,
beautiful
fairgrounds. It's just awesome.
And how long have you been doing it since you were
This is our 27th year.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
That's very cool. And then there's the Sandwich Fair, which is a little bit further ahead, but that's after mm-hmm. Labor Day weekend, the 7th through the 11th, in DeKalb.
Yeah, same thing. It's attention to detail by that fair board. We were on a long waiting list there. They wanted us in forever, but they said, we want to maintain competitive balance, and we want to maintain a variety for our patrons of high quality, and we have somebody that fits your area mm-hmm. already, so you have to wait.
Wow.
And we were happy to, because it's one of the nicest fairs in the country, and it's the last big fair up north, so it's everybody's last chance until next year to go to a fair.
And it's huge.
Yeah,
there's two
I guess so. That's
midways,
the last one. Yeah.
There's two Ferris wheels.
Wow.
It's like two fairs smushed into one.
That's cool.
It's exciting. It's a lot of fun.
That's in Sandwich. You know, Joey, we'll post all that on the Anderson's Candy podcast so we know when all these fairs are. That's pretty cool. Speaking of high quality, I said to you before you came in here, and I mean this sincerely, is, you know, we spend a lot of time up in Wisconsin in the summertime, and we always somehow try to figure out how to either navigate on the way there, while we're there, or on the way home to get our fix. And that's what it is. That's what my son calls it. It's a fix. Because we've got our, you know, we almost know when we get in there which candy bars we're going to get and everything else. But then we also do some strawberries, and we always want to try something new. And that's what's always so much fun, is you've got all the seasonal stuff going on. But tell us, and I love sharing the story, a little bit about the family business. 97 years old?
97.
Yeah.
Yep. 97 years old. Started right here in Chicago on Armitage Avenue in 1919 as a way to get my grandfather off the road with his new family. He didn't want to be traveling as a salesman for Gunther and Kranz Candy Company.
Okay. So he's in the business.
Yeah.
But it started his own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very
cool.
And moved out to Richmond in 1926 on the advice of a friend that they were going to put a road through and the town would boom. And it did. 15 years later, but they almost starved in the meantime.
Right,
so,
right. Yeah. Getting through the depression and everything else, of course. Yeah. Everything's made from scratch, and I already am munching on it. I know, Roger, what are you having up there, buddy?
Whatever it is, it's delicious. nuts, chocolate, and
fudge nut bar.
Yes.
Fudge nut bar, yeah.
Summertime only.
That's a summer thing. Yeah. So what is that exactly?
You don't want to do the news at 3:30, do you?
Because no, we'll blow through it a little bit.
Okay,
no problem.
Fudge nut is chocolate-covered peanuts with, in the center, is one of our chewy fudges.
Oh, nice.
A vanilla or a chocolate chewy fudge. And it's some people said it's kind of like a bun bar,
oh,
except
it's
a little
so
better.
Much better.
Yeah.
Now, I've discovered a couple that I really like. I think it's apricot, right? Is it apricot?
Mm-hmm.
And the pineapple. Now, I've always, the almond is my favorite. Like, when I go there, I get like 6 or 8, and I probably finish off 2 by the time I get someplace. but the fruit that you put in here, and really everything you put in here, you're very meticulous about where you get it from.
Yes, we are. And it's line of supply is one of the full-time jobs for me, making sure that we have the best stuff that we can possibly get. And the pineapple and the apricots are one prime example. For a long time, we had to become direct importers of the apricots.
Wow.
We couldn't get them through any third party that would be a normal line of distribution. And we were importing them directly from a ranch in Australia. And I'm happy to say we now have a reliable line of supply that's domestic.
And, oh, that's cool.
And the quality is unbelievably high.
Well, and the pride you guys take, too. So when I was up July 4th and you had a little outdoor festival going on, you know, we took a little tour of the place as we've done before. And, you know, it's the copper, you know, kettles, the antique gas stoves, just the way everything is done by hand just amazes me.
Yeah, I think when we just made a couple new hires who will hopefully be training to keep through Christmas in the next couple of seasons, and it's neat to see them go through the building and be in a place where things, you don't just push a button and it comes out the other end.
Yeah.
You know, where there's actually a room where we cook the caramel and the toffee, and you weigh up the ingredients and you see it go from sugar to a product on the marble, and then it goes into another room, and there's a whole other set of people whose job it is to take care and attention to hand dip each piece of chocolate and learn that medium and make sure that it's efficient and beautiful and delicious. And then it goes to the storefront, and it's just, I think it's really unique. I don't think a lot of places are doing that anymore. And I think it's a really something we're very proud of.
And hand dipping the strawberries, those are always so much fun in the summer. And I'm going to try this right now, but tell me about this. And I know you have so many different truffles, the raspberry lemonade. That's the one that intrigued me the most.
Yeah. So something fun we've done the last couple of summers is do special summer flavors. Yeah. And for all of our flavorings, we try really hard to get real lemon extract or preserves, or actually use the real fruits and flavorings in our truffles. So the raspberry lemonade is one of our most popular new flavors. We also have a habanero, which has a little bit of ancho pepper in it too. It's kind of that warm, smoky spice. We have a birthday cake truffle, champagne, and my favorite's toasted coconut.
This lemonade is fantastic. By the way, great Anderson's. Hello from Twin Lakes, Wisconsin. Jay, that's 262, giving you a little shout out.
Hi,
there.
Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to do a little trivia. And, folks, if you want to win a gift card, I'm going to take the 7th and 9th callers, 312-981-7200. We're going to do a little chocolate trivia. Giving away a couple Anderson gift cards, 7th and 9th caller, 312-981-7200. We're going to set this up after the news. So get your calls in right now. We're going to talk more with Anderson's Candy after this on 720 WGN. It's Dave Player on 720 WGN. And we're talking to the folks from Anderson's Candy, Leaf and Katie, about their shops in Richmond and Barrington, all these great fairs that they do and their amazing chocolate. I always bump you in with the same music, but I found Candyman. I'm going to call you from now on. You are the Candyman.
Gee, I've never heard that before.
I was thinking, should I do Sammy Davis or should I do Christina Aguilera? And I thought that'd be a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got some trivia questions, and we've got, what are we going to give away? What kind of gift card are we going to give away?
We have a couple of $25 gift cards.
Beautiful.
Which you can use on anything.
Beautiful.
In the store.
I love that. All right, Susan, you're on 720 WGN. How are you tonight?
I'm great.
All right, here is your first question. How many chocolate covered strawberries does Anderson's Candy make in the summer? Is it 1,000? Is it 100? Or is it 25,000?
25,000.
Ooh, it is 1,000. It is 1,000. But I'm going to let you do one more, okay? I'm going to let you do one more, okay, and see how we go here. Where do Andersons get their ginger for their chocolates? Because they import this stuff, you know, from around the world. Okay, so is it A, Skokie, B, Australia, or C, Edison Park? Which one is it?
And you said they import it?
Yes.
So if they import it, it's got to be Australia.
Oh, man, good you job. Just won a $25 gift card to Anderson's Candy. Now, where do you live? Where do you live, Susan?
I live in Rogers Park.
Rogers Park. Okay, do you go up to Wisconsin often?
Actually, I have a dear friend in Kenosha.
Oh, perfect.
That's
perfect.
Awesome.
So you're just going to have to take Route 12 up there or just use your Google Maps and take 94 up there. But, man, it's the best chocolate you're ever going to have.
And visit her and see her at the fair, the Kenosha County Fair.
Yeah, do it next weekend. Yeah.
Yes, I go. Unfortunately, I'm going to be at the Glenwood Art Festival in Chicago.
Well, you'll make it up there, though. And say hello to Leaf and Katie.
Will.
And we'll get your information. Hang on line, okay, Susan?
Okay.
All right, thanks, dear. All right, let's see. Who else do we have on the line? Sean, you're on 720 WGN. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent, excellent. All right, we're going to get you a couple questions here until you get it right. Are you ready?
All right.
Okay, first question is, now, the biggest thing they make at these fairs are their mini donuts. And I just remember I had a couple bags of them. They were tremendous. So how many mini donuts do they make, we're going to say, for the Walworth County Fair, which is a big one? Is it 5 million, is it 10,000, or is it 21,000?
10,000.
It is 21,000. All right, so we're going to give you one more chance here, buddy. Let's see here. In the chocolate-making process, what are nibs? So is it broken pieces of chocolate? Is it rejected and very sad cocoa beans? Or is it possibly C, which could be the answer, the cocoa butter part of the bean?
Steve, the cocoa butter part.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you got it, Sean. That is fantastic. A $25 gift card. I'm telling you, have you been to Anderson's?
No, I have not.
Good. I love hearing that because it's a great introduction for you. And, again, fabulous. They got candy bars fudge. They got amazing toffee. The selection is fantastic. You'll get a huge selection at Richmond, a great selection at Barrington. So we're going to put you on hold, buddy, and make sure you go visit them soon, all right?
Can't wait.
All right. Thanks, Sean. Thanks for calling in, man.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
You know, and for all those people that can't visit either store.
Yes.
Visit us online.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
AndersonsCandyShop.com.
I'll be waiting there on that homepage. You'll see a caricature of me.
It is you. I know. I love that. I absolutely love that. Did you like my questions there?
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Here's
the
other one. Which continent produces, I'm going to ask you this question. Which continent produces the most chocolate? Is it A, Africa, B, Europe, or C, North America?
Yeah, Africa.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Which I didn't know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, good stuff, man. All right, so tell me a little bit about, you've got like these amazing candy bars that I keep talking about. And as I said, I love the almond. I love the pineapple. My son loves and has now gotten me hooked on raspberry crunch.
Mm.
You got 40 different flavors. What are some of the things? You got chewy, you got creamy, you got crunchy, you got fruit. Tell me a little bit about the candy bars.
Yeah, so if you're a fan of kind of chewy centers, we have a caramel that's out of this world. We have a butterscotch, a nougat. And if you like creamy centers, we have everything from a brown sugar buttercream or a traditional vanilla buttercream to a really bold peppermint. Like you said, all of the fruits, orange peel, coconut, raisin, pineapple, nuts like walnut, hazelnut, which is funny that it's, we were just talking about that. Yeah. We recently had an identity change for hazelnut. Hazelnut used to be filbert. Nobody knew what a filbert was. Mm-mm. We'd call it hazelnut now, and it's super popular.
Interesting.
So, yeah, okay. When you're a business that's 90-something years old, the names of just things in the culture change. We recently changed Meltaway Cream to Brown Sugar Buttercream, and now
that's my daughter's favorite. She loves brown sugar.
She wouldn't have bought it as Meltaway.
She would not have, no. And so, that's her fave, man. That's her go-to.
And these are awesome. I think they're in our nostalgic kind of wax paper packaging. And
they are,
And people use them. They're great if you're going through town and you just want a snack, you get one for yourself. Or they're fun to put in a box and share with friends because they're labeled and you know what you're biting into. And it's just, they're one of my favorite things we do at the store.
My daughter has always a candy bar, like, and she eats it a little bit at a time on the side of her bed. So I don't know if she eats it for breakfast.
It's a lot of willpower.
Yeah, it's a lot, but it's just a little at a time.
Yep.
I brought in a friend of mine that's diabetic. My mom's diabetic. You got some sugar-free stuff as well, which I love. And then you've got all these great salsas and toppings and all this other stuff. You did something that I sampled that had cream cheese, and then you poured, what was this again?
So we have cream cheese toppers. We have a mango ginger. We have a roasted red tomato. And these are just like these, almost like a chutney. It's like, and you pour it over cream cheese and you dip crackers in it, or you can pour it over chicken and bake it. We have a whole line, probably 60 different choices of vinaigrettes, salsas, sauces and glazes that are private label made for us by a company out in California. And they are just the best quality, like all of our stuff. Don't have the preservatives. It's just tomato, oil, salt, and the ingredients, and they're just really good.
And don't forget, folks, if you can do this too, party favors, weddings you guys do, corporate gifts. There's all kinds of other things as well. And you can look at all that online at AndersonsCandyShop.com. Again, Richmond, the original shop, 10301 North Main Street in Richmond, 128 East Main Street, both on Main Street in Barrington. And, of course, as Leaf said, if you can't get there, visit them online at AndersonsCandyShop.com. Always a pleasure, guys.
Yeah, thank you much for having us.
Because now I'm going to have this massive sugar kick for the rest of the night, which is a good thing. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, there you go.
And glad to do our
Dave
part.
Is here now, so I'm sure he'll be down too.
Oh, Dave Schwann.
Dave Schwann has made it in.
Lovely. Yeah. And again, for all the fairs and festivals coming up that they're going to be at, we'll put that online at WGNRadio.com, and it's at AndersonsCandyShop.com.
On our events page. Yep.
Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
All right, Johnny Mathis, the legendary Johnny Mathis, calling in next on 720 WGN.